Mark Scar on KIOW, proud to welcome in Megan Benoit, digital media strategist with Country Thunder Music Festivals, already here on site for Country Thunder Iowa. Megan, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yeah. First time here?
Yes, it's my first time ever in Iowa. It's beautiful here. I love it.
Isn't this weather wonderful?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was a little rainy when we first got here, so we were nervous, but it's been gorgeous the last couple days and into the weekend.
And so you're setting up camp right now and letting people in, and this is going to be quite the deal. This is all they're talking about. People are at a fever pitch for this thing now.
That's what we like to hear. I mean, we love to bring some big live music events into these smaller towns, and Forest City has been so great to host us, and we love being here.
And so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we've got Lee Bryce, Michael Ray, Sawyer Brown, and Jackson Dean on Friday. And, of course, then we get into Chris Young, Trace Atkins, Lainey Wilson, Matt Stell, Nathan Sotillo, and we've got Kip Moore, Travis Tritt, Lindsay L., Cameron Marlowe, and John Morgan. It's going to be something that people aren't going to want to miss out on, and we want to tell people about a special deal going on right now with the GA tickets, a walk-up situation.
Yeah, we know that a lot of people here, their schedules are busy. They can't plan ahead. It's hard with work and all of these other reasons why they haven't purchased tickets yet, and now that it's here, we want to do something special for those people that can now make it. So if you don't have a ticket yet, you can come right up to the gate and get a single day ticket for only $35. So, yeah, it's like four or five acts a day for $35. I don't think you can beat that.
No, not at all. We're with Megan Benoit, digital media specialist with the Country Thunder Music Festivals. What are you looking forward to seeing most?
As much as I'm excited for all the music. We've got such a talented lineup this year. It's really exciting just to see the crowds of people come together. Everyone here is here for one reason, and that's a love of country music and a love of having fun. And, you know, the camping is such a great option, too. If you're there for this stage and you're right up there the whole time, or you can hang out at your campsite, we've got a food court. It's just the overall experience that's really something special.
It's a family-friendly event, as Megan mentioned. There's camping, of course, and there's all the live music. And something I noticed Megan was doing for Country Thunder Iowa on the socials is kind of your day-to-day thing is going to be capturing the ambience of the whole festival, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to show people that aren't here what they're missing out on. And again, with those single day tickets, if you're seeing stuff online on Friday and you're kicking yourself, you can still come Saturday or Sunday. But yeah, we're going to capture it online, show some of the artists, some of the crowd shots, all the different shopping, food options, lots going on, and then we want to showcase all of it.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, Megan, there are other options that people want to get up close and personal. There's Rock and Range. There's the Platinum Experience. There's all kinds of VIP opportunities, too, we want to let people in on.
Definitely. Those are on sale now. But we also have an option. If you bought just a single day or a weekend general admission ticket, we'll upgrade you on site here. It's $100 for a single day upgrade from general admission to Platinum, or it's $275 for the whole weekend. So that just gets you closer to the stage, get some awesome perks, private bar, private restrooms, VIP parking, stuff like that, really makes the weekend a little bit more memorable and a little more special.
Thing that's really nice, Megan, is you've got a nice blend of up-and-comers, heritage acts, and headliners. And so this what makes it so appealing for our audiences that want to come see this. Sawyer Brown, a band that's been around, 40 years, and Travis Tritt, and, of course, Trace Adkins. People are really looking forward to that and checking out everybody else, too.
Totally. It's funny because we've had some of those artists that have been doing this, like you said, for like 40 years. And on stage, you think they're 20 because they're up there, they're high energy, they're having fun. But it's really cool to have them. And then, like you said, the up-and-comers, I encourage everyone to come all day because those artists that are performing at 4 in the afternoon, they'll be headliners in a few years. They're so talented. And having those artists that you might not necessarily know, you're going to fall in love with this weekend.
CountryThunder.com is the place to go, or as Megan and I have been talking about, you can walk up and they'll take care of you, and you're going to really enjoy it, and the weather looks pretty good, and going to be not humid, which for mid-June is nice, and so take it all in, enjoy Country Thunder, Iowa. Megan, thank you so much. Nice to have you on. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I'm excited to see you this weekend. It's going to be a good time.
Megan Benoit is digital media specialist with Country Thunder Music Festivals, Country Thunder, Iowa, on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. For Megan Benoit, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation.